One of the things that I learned in a previous parish is that the telling of individual faith stories is important.
我在以前的教会所学到的一个功课，就是讲述个人的故事和见证，很重要。
As we listen to the stories of individual people who sit in our pews or chairs,
当我们听和我们坐在一起的教友的故事的时候，
We hear something about their faith and what motivates them to do what they do in their lives.
我们能够听到他们的信心，也能够听见他们在背后的动力是什么。
It tells us something about their relationship with God.
这就能够告诉我们他们和上帝的关系。
But something else that happens is we have the opportunity to hear our own story in their story.
但是在他们的故事里面，我们也能够听见我们自己的故事。
This morning I'm grateful to Kwan, who has agreed to share some of his story and the things that he does in his life out of his faith.
今天上午，我们非常感谢陆宽弟兄，他愿意跟我们大家来分享在他的生命中他所做的一些的事情。
Thank you, Kwan. We appreciate it and are anticipating hearing God speak through you this morning.
非常感谢陆宽弟兄，我们欢迎他，也很期待听见上帝通过他的生命所做的事情。
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名，阿门。
God created us for a purpose.
上帝创造我们是有一个目的的。
Ephesians 2, chapter 2, verse 10. For we are God's handiwork.Created in Christ Jesus to do the good works which God prepared in advance for us to do.
以弗所书第二章第十节，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是上帝所预备叫我们行的。
To lead a comfortable life, go to church every Sunday.Is not our purpose.
你过一个很舒服的生活，每个星期天你去一趟教会，这个不是上帝创造我们的目的。
God created us to be disciples, to spread the gospel, and help others.
上帝创造我们，要训练我们成为基督的门徒，去分享福音，去。帮助别人。
If you like to work at the church for quite a while and then you're happier, then maybe your purpose is to spread the gospel.
如果你在教会有一段时间，你也很高兴、很愉快，可能上帝创造你的目的是为了让你去和别人分享福音。
If you decided to help others,You will find that your vision is wide open. That means you will see a lot more opportunity than before.
如果你愿意帮助别人的话，你会发现你的视野会宽广很多。意思就是你会看见很多很多的机会。
I'd like to talk about my personal experience in helping others.
我跟大家分享一点点我帮助别人的个人的经历。
My first volunteer work is at Comer Lodge Long-Term Care nearby at Willowdale and Comer.
我第一次做义工的经历呢，就在 Comer Lodge， 在 Willowdale 和 Comer 那个地方。
Over there, they have 450 residents, and everyone at least 80 years old and on wheelchairs.
在那里有住着四百多个住户，有八十多岁是他们最年轻的年纪，很多很多的人都坐在轮椅上面。
At the beginning, when I have more time, I spend two full days visiting nine seniors.
我在最起初的时候，我还有更多的时间的时候，每个星期我花两整天的时间去探访这些的老人家。
For after a while, they are happy and I'm very happy.
过了一段时间，这些老人家很高兴，我也很开心。
So one 90 years old lady called me her boyfriend.
有一位超过九十岁的老奶奶，她叫我是她的男朋友。
有 another 85 years old lady called me her sweetheart.
另外一位八十五岁的老奶奶叫我小甜心。
So now I realize first time that I receive more than I give.
在那个时候，我第一次发现，实际上我所获得的要比我给出去的要多得多。
So then that and there, I realize God created me to help people.
在那个时候，我发现上帝创造我的目的就是让我去帮助别人。
I have also worked for the Care First organization.
我也为另外一个慈善的机构工作，齐飞会。
And I have a free home visit for free senior men.
我呢就能够去探访一位老人家。
One of them live in right close by at Shepherd and Young.
有一位呢就住在 Young 和 Shepherd 这个地方。
One day after visiting him, I went home by subway.
有一天我探访完了之后呢，我就坐地铁回家。
In the subway station, I saw a Chinese girl looking around as if to get lost.
在地铁里面，我看见一个中国的女孩子，好像迷路了。
So I approached her and asked her, "Where do you want to go?"
所以我就问她，你想去哪里呀？
她说Hamhurst, and then so I took her out in the station and showed her the street name.
她说要去哪里，我就把她从地铁里面带到马路上。给他指到那条路上面。
Then I realized to get back, I have to pay another fare.
然后我发现，原来我再下去到地铁里，我还要多付一张地铁票。
So I get out my wallet and go down to the cashier.
所以呢，我就又下去再去买票。
And then the cashier he was busy counting money and waved me through.
结果那个收银的人啊，他。很忙的在点钱，他没时间招呼我，就让我进去了。
So this is a small amount of money, but to me, the God gave me an indication that to encourage me.
这个虽然是很小的钱，但是对我来讲，这是上帝给我的一个指示，来鼓励我继续。
I have an old friend, one day in the middle of the night, she had blood in the pool, and she decided, debating whether she called the 911 or called me.
我有一位年纪很大的朋友，这一位女士呢，有一天半夜的时候出了很多的血，流了很多的血，她就在那里纠结，我到底是打911呢，还是先找路宽？
So she decided to call me and I took her out, took to the emergency in a North York hospital.
结果她最后还是打电话给我， 我就带他去看北约克总医院的急诊。
I stayed there until the next day, until her adult children came.
我就在那里陪夜，一直到第二天，等到他已经很成人的大孩子的他的孩子们来看他。
The doctor discovered that she had thyroid cancer.
医生呢就发现原来她有甲状腺的癌症。
So I keep her company for several months during the whole cancer treatment.
所以我在接下来的几个月里面，她在做癌症治疗当中，我一路都陪着她。
So.She was lucky, and then she finally recovered and no, that means the cancer was get rid of.
她很幸运，最后发现她的癌症完全得到医治了，没有了。
So she said, "Quan, I'm very lucky. You have been with me from the beginning to the end of my whole treatment."
她就对陆宽说。陆宽啊，我实在是太幸运了，因为我有你，我得这个病从头到底你都在。
That made my day.
那句话让我这一天都很开心。
So God used her sincere compliment to keep me going.
所以上帝使用他很真诚的这一些的话语。让我继续可以走前面的道路。
There's another Chinese organization, CRRS. 门纲。
还有一家华人的组织机构叫门纲会。
They collect donation and support 1,000 girl students in Western China.
他们收集慈惠的基金，在中国大陆支持1,000个。女孩子去上学。
So I made the normal donation and also 1 year I joined a team to go to China to visit the students, the girl students that we support.
所以呢，我就不仅平时一直有捐献，后来有一次我决定我也去参加，去看看这些中国大陆的女孩子，看看她们怎么样读书。
During the trip, then we had an alumni dinner.
在这个旅程里面，我们的校友会就有一次的聚餐。
Where we all the graduate from public school, high school, university, and doctor, if necessary, that we supported.
在那里就是我们这一些，不管你是。中学、大学或者是博士毕业的，我们在那里支持这些的孩子，把他们召聚起来，有个校友会。
So I can see that some get married and children, some have very good, they all have good jobs, doctors, accountants, teachers, and so on.
所以在这些的学生里面，我看见很多人都有很好的生活，他们有的做了医生。做了老师，有的做了会计，非常好。
So I see the abundant fruit is very overwhelming, and I nearly cried.
我看见这么多的丰富的果子结出来，我几乎要流泪。
Jesus said that if you plant seeds on the good soil, the fruit will be abundant.
耶稣说，多种就多收。
I have another friend who have in the process of divorce.
我还有一个朋友，她在离婚过程当中。
So she didn't have any money from the ex-husband, and she cannot find a job. So her relative gave her money to buy rental property to have income.
因为她既没有从前夫那里拿到钱，她也没有工作，所以她的亲戚们给她买了一个可以出租的物业，好让她有一点点的收入。
But she she cannot drive a highway, so I took her all over Ontario, from Windsor to London to St. Catherine, Brampton and Oshawa, all over Ontario.
但是她不能够开高速公路，所以我就带她几乎跑遍了整个安省，从温莎开始，伦敦开始，Brampton， 一直跑到东面的 Oshawa。
So she bought a house, rental property in St. Catherine, and she selected two houses in Oshawa.
她最后她在 St. Catherine 买了这个可以出租的物业，又在 Oshawa 又买了两个房子。
She selected two houses in Oshawa, but she only bought one.
Oh.
And I saw that the other one is also a good buy, so I bought the other one.
她选了两个房子在 Oshawa, 但是她只买了一个。我看看另外一个也蛮好，干脆我就把另外一个我买了。
So after I bought it, I got the contractor to put an apartment in the basement and change it into a duplex.
所以买完之后呢，我就找装修师傅装了一个可以出租的公寓在地下室里面，把它就装成可以出租的两套。
So and then I sold it and make $25,000 in 4 months.
接下来我就把它卖掉了，四个月里面我赚了25,000。
This in real estate investment is called flipping.
这样的投资在地产里面就叫做转手的获利。
Of course, I cannot expect reward for doing helping other people.
当然了，我做善事做善行，我并没有期望有回报的。
But God every time never failed to give me some signal indication that I'm to encourage me.And that saying that I'm on a right track and keep going.
但是上帝每一次都给我一些的记号，告诉我我走的路是对的。他给我一些很好的祝福，让我继续这样做下去。
But I keep reminding myself that I cannot take any credit, but God uses me to do His work.
但是我不断地提醒自己，这个不是我的功劳。只不过上帝使用了我来做他的善事。
God created us to be disciples, to spread the gospel, and to help others. Amen.
上帝创造我们，让我们成为他的门徒，来帮助别人。阿门。